We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You know, it's a great question, and it sort of crept up on us. there was one, you know, digital site, Match.com or something like that, and then all of a sudden with the advent of the iPhone and apps, somebody got the idea to take this really viral, and that's where Bumble and all of these other dating sites have just taken off.
And what's surprising is there's so many specialty type sites. If you have some kind of axe to grind, if you're a farmer, or if you play the guitar, if you're looking for millionaires, there's a dating site for you, and they've all become, so many of these have become so specialized.
It is amazing. We're so busy that it's really become a lot for a lot of people that can't date anyone they work with, or, you know, they don't get out and meet people. They don't want to go to a bar. This has become a way for a busy person to get out there and meet people.
The Me Too movement has had an impact on this as well. And this is where this part of the article goes into really dangerous areas, is something called teen digital dating abuse. What is that?
Well, it's actually been a problem for a long time. And I'm so thankful that they wrote this article, because it's really bringing to light the abuse that's gone on the internet for so long. You know, people will read something on the internet about someone, and people would believe whatever was on the internet. And really, if you think about it, it's no better than a bathroom wall sometimes. And it's just given a voice to people who have no accountability for what they say. And they can hide behind an IP address.
Which is really strange, because in a lot of cases, their names are in some ways attached to the abuse that they're throwing.
Yes. It's unfortunate. It really is, where someone is putting themselves out there, especially teens, and they're trying to figure out who they are and what they want. And for it to be so easy for somebody to, if, you know, I were to break up with somebody as a 17-year-old or an 18-year-old, and then they go online, it used to, you know, be just kind of a private thing. Maybe it got around school, but now they have this ability, this platform to go on and smear somebody because they're hurting.
How dangerous is this?
It can be very dangerous. And the article also talks in regards that it's changing, and people are starting not to feel the abuse of cyberbullying and cyber abuse as much as they used to. We were seeing horrific statistics just several years ago about cyberbullying causing so much turmoil and suicide and in teens. And now with this Me Too movement, it's given a voice to the victim saying, you know what? I'm not going to buy into it. I am not going to be affected by this bully.
What can parents do to help their kids?
You know, that is such a great question, because as a parent of two young women, we didn't have the knowledge that parents have today about what can happen online. And as parents, you need to investigate these different apps that your kids are on. I really highly recommend, if your child has certain apps on their phone, you download those apps as well and learn what those apps are leading to. You can't just assume that they're innocuous and that they're not going to have an effect on your child. There are apps out there that will access the dark web. There are apps on their phone that will allow private conversations or pictures to be exchanged with it being erased immediately. Why would your child have those apps on their phone? And have a really healthy conversation about that. Don't come to them with condemnation or judgment. Ask them, say, why would you want this on your phone? And really try and keep those conversations open, those lines of communications open, so they can come to you if they are being bullied.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.